Support for NPR comes from Citi, who's working around the world and around the clock to turn dreams into realities. That's why Citi never sleeps.
It's 7:04. I'm Jim Meadows with this look at AM 580 News. Cleanup has begun after the latest wave of severe thunderstorms and strong winds through Illinois. The National Weather Service says there were 8 reports of tornadoes touching down in central Illinois last night. 4 of them were reported in Sangamon County. The others were in Christian, Morgan, Pike, and Shelby counties, but no major damage was reported. A tornado warning even interrupted Illinois lawmakers, sending them scurrying to the state capitol basement as warning sirens blared. Illinois House and Senate Democrats have moved closer to a budget deal that could leave spending and revenues deeply out of balance and give Governor Rob Blagojevich the task of finding ways to cut costs. A basic agreement reached after long talks yesterday could allow Democrats to pass a budget by midnight tonight before new legislative rules kick in and give Republicans a greater say in the process. Thousands of soldiers have had homecomings after their tours of duty in Iraq, but as AM 580's Tom Rogers reports, 2 from Champaign received a loud and star-spangled one yesterday morning, courtesy of one of the soldiers' mothers.
Fire trucks, motorcyclists, daycare classes, and dozens of friends and neighbors gathered at Lori Stewart's home, which was decked out in plenty of American flags. Lori welcomed her son, Army Specialist Brian Jolly, and Specialist Stephen Moore back home from their tour of duty clearing roadside bombs. Lori Stewart wanted a grand homecoming, and neighbors and other groups of military families came forward with a police escort.
You know, we need to show these kids that they're heroes and how much we've had such an outpouring from the community in the last year that I just want them to see it.
Jolly says he was overwhelmed, especially when he didn't tell too many people that he was coming home. And after 2 years on duty, he has few plans for the immediate future.
No plans. I'm going to sit on the bench and do nothing. So, yeah, just relax with family and friends, grill out a few times.
Lori Stewart had founded a group that sends beanie babies and care packages to soldiers in Iraq, like Jolly. They, in turn, give them to Iraqi children. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
A Champaign County Electoral Board has ruled in favor of Illinois House Republican candidate Frank Calabrese, keeping him on the November ballot.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Democratic primary season is finally drawing to a close. The last primaries will be held tomorrow in Puerto Rico, Tuesday in Montana and South Dakota. But before these last votes comes a meeting in Washington, D.C. to decide what to do with the ballots that were cast months ago in Michigan and Florida. Hundreds of delegates are potentially at stake. Hillary Clinton's campaign is looking for what amounts to a political miracle to revive her hopes for the nomination. NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And outline for us, please, the meeting that's happening today.
Scott, this is the most dramatic meeting possibly ever held by a committee with a name this dull. It is the Rules and Bylaws Committee. It's a panel of about 30 people of the much larger Democratic National Committee. And last year, they stripped Michigan and Florida of their delegates for the 2008 convention because those states defied the party rules and they moved their primaries up into January, and now they want their seats at the convention back. And the committee is meeting to rule on those petitions.
And remind us why this means so much to the candidates. Probably one candidate more than the other.
Candidate more than the other, because despite the party rules and all the rest, they actually had votes in these two states in January. And even though the candidates did not campaign there, and Barack Obama was not even on the ballot in Michigan, there was a vote, and Hillary Clinton won a majority in both those states. And if you rule these results to be legitimate, mm-hmm. and you allow all the delegates that she theoretically won in these states, she would take a big chunk out of Barack Obama's delegate lead, which is now about 200 delegates, and she would create a sense that the contest was not yet over.
Could she catch him, though?
No, he would still be well over 100 delegates ahead.
The nub question, I guess, how likely do you think it is the committee would essentially overrule itself and seat all these people?
Not likely. It has received a report from its staff, its lawyers, telling them that what they can do if they wish is they can restore half the voting power of these two states. And let's face it, this is a committee under great pressure because the party needs these two states in the fall. Michigan is part of the Democratic base now for 20 years. It's absolutely essential to any majority for the Democratic candidate. And Florida, of course, would be the holy grail for Democrats trying to break the Republican lock on the Electoral College. So most people now expect the committee is going to play